Hello, everybody. Hey, here we go again. Another episode of Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. If you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now. Why? Because that's where all the extra information is. Right down there below there, there's links, text, and over 100 free hypnosis videos that you can watch. All right, now you might not have noticed yet, but I'm here all by myself today. I told Meredith and I told Elron, I want you guys all to myself for one or two episodes. And, you know, they carried the ball there for me while I was gone in Singapore and Malaysia. And I thought I'd come back and really just spend some time, you know, person to person here. One of the things I want to talk about, I want to get clear. I've been getting some emails, and they say, Cal, what is a Hypno One Percenter? Well, the idea is based on the idea of biker one percenters. Now, I'm not telling you run out there and be an outlaw, but let me tell you about the biker one percenters. The being a biker is the number one thing in their life. As far as how they see themselves, as far as how they support themselves. They're not just a biker on the weekends. The one percenters are bikers all the time. All right. And the Hypno One Percenters, and of course, there's a link right down there, more information about Hypno One Percenter. But the most important thing is you got to realize that the Hypno One Percenter is like the biker one percenters, an elite group. The Hypno One Percenters are highly effective, approaching 100% of the time. They use some of the most powerful techniques in the world of hypnosis. They're going to use instant inductions, rapid inductions, inductions that take 0 seconds. I mean, fast inductions that take people to a deep level of hypnosis. And you know what else they're going to do? They're going to be able to test for levels of hypnosis. They're going to be able to do convincers. They're going to be masters of age regression, parts therapy, all these things, and use them together. Now, of course, my approach to doing that is 5-path. And, you know, there's always links on my website about 5-path. I'm not going to bother you about it. I'm going to tell you about some things about what's going on calbanyan.com, just in case you haven't seen some of the local posts, latest posts. One of the things is I recently, like just last week, I shared with you guys just because I want to see the hypnosis profession rise. I shared with you guys the universal hypnosis script. So go there, calbanyan.com. Somewhere below this video is a link to the universal hypnosis script. It works for just about everything. If you imagine that, mastering one script and being able to do to 90 to 95% of your clients what they need to have done to them, well, there you go. Check it out. Tell your friends. Another thing that I just recently posted on calbanyan.com is my opinion about this DCH. I got my clipboard right here. DCH, Doctorate of Clinical Hypnosis or Hypnotherapy, and PhDs in hypnosis. Let me tell you what, I make a lot of people angry about this, but I don't mind telling you that those things are worthless. Worthless. Now, yeah, you know, I've had so many different email exchanges with these so-called doctors of hypnosis, and you know what? Most of them will admit they're worthless. You see, they're not accredited by a real organization, and they're going to do you more harm than good. And I'm going to, don't just take it from me. I provide a couple of links from people who've gone through that those kinds of courses, put that PhD behind their name, and then was embarrassed by it in the long run. All right, turned off my little reminder thing on the phone. Okay, now, so go there, check it out. I'm sorry if you got roped into that thing. I'm sorry if you've been associated anyway, but let me tell you what. One percenters and real professionals in the field of hypnotism, when they find out you're the PhD or you're calling yourself a doctor of hypnotists or doctor of hypnosis and or a DCH, you know what? You know, it might not be right, but the truth is they're snickering behind your back. Now, you know what? I can agree with this much. People say, you know, well, I learned a lot by going through the course. I read 8 books and I did a paper. And I say, well, that's good. I'm glad you learned that. Why don't you just get their reading list, not send them the $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. Learn what you need to learn and then get on with your life. They're going to say, we're accredited. But you're going to find out the accreditation is nothing like a real accreditation of a real college. So, you know, that's it. Enough. I'll rant on that from time to time because it drives me crazy. All right, a bonus. I want you to know that I'm making up my schedule for next winter. That's December, January, February. And I'm looking for some warm places to teach. I'm thinking Jamaica would be nice, or Cuba, somewhere in the Florida Keys, something like that. And I'm talking to a couple of people, but, you know, I can train more than one place. I'd even be interested in going to Dubai or something like that, someplace warm. You know what made me think about this? This was the rainiest winter I've ever seen in California, and I'm planning ahead. Next year, I don't want to be in the rain. I can't ride my bicycle. I can't ride my Harley. I can't, you know, do anything. So I might as well be out there sharing the light, sharing the wisdom of hypnosis. So email me at calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com. calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com. There's probably a link down there below. All right, here's some other cool stuff that's been going on. News, the PDF file of all the NGH schedule for the NGH convention coming up in August has been released. And I'm going to put a link to it right down there below this video so you can go and you can go see everything. I mean, all the, you know, 99 and 44 100s of the big names in hypnosis, they go to the NGH convention every year. And why? Because they like to rub elbows with the other guys. They like to meet the people who are coming up in the profession, and it's just a good time. So, gosh, if you want to meet, I mean, like Roy Hunter, Ron Esslinger, and gosh, I can just go on and on of all the Jerry Kine, Don Martin, all the big names are going to be there. Now, I'm going to be teaching a very special course. You've all heard of the Week of Power. That's for you folks out there. You're already certified, and of course, the members of the National Guild of the people that go to the convention. It's a 7-day course. It's like 3 or 4 days before the course and before the convention, and 3 or 4 days after the convention, and you can get certified in 5-path. And become a 7-path teacher. Now, another workshop I'm going to be doing, it's just like a 2-hour workshop, is I'm going to, for the very first time, do an intro to 7-path. 7-path, an intro. You're going to learn one or two of the first recognitions, learn all about it, and I tell you what, I think that's going to be the talk of the convention. All right, more breaking news. I just read from a news article that President Obama admits to still smoking cigarettes. What's the deal with that? I don't get it. Why is he still smoking cigarettes? I mean, he's got to go find himself a good hypnotist. I mean, that's all there is to it. He's got to do a little research and find out that thousands and thousands of people around the world have quit smoking with hypnosis. Now, just get to it. Obama, I'm talking to you. What do you think people think? You know, if they find out that you're still smoking and you're one of the most powerful men in the world, you control our armed forces, you control all this stuff, but you can't control yourself, you continue smoking, come on, we want to help you. All right, enough of that. I have a link to the story right down there on calbanion.com. Time for some scientific news. In case you haven't heard, the information is going all through the hypnosis profession. Scientific study says hypnosis can ease respiratory trouble in children. So, what do you want to know? Got the link right down. It's going to tell you how scientific research is showing not only that there is such a thing as hypnosis, but that what? That it works. I'm going to talk a little bit about working with kids real quick. Because I talk about this in my classes. Let me just kind of relax, unzip my jacket, getting a little hot. I want to tell you about working with kids. Now, you know what? If you like kids and kids like you, you should learn how to work with kids. Here's just a few reasons. One, they're the easiest people you're ever going to work with. Kids are easy. Two, it's the right thing to do. If somebody's got a hang-up, when's it better to take care of them? When they're 10 years old or when they're 40 years old? Let's work with those kids when they're young. And here's another thing. Have you ever heard someone say something like this? Because I have. Well, geez, you know, I'd never spend the money on myself, but I'd spend it on my kids. You see, there's always money for their children. Why? Because when an adult client walks through the door, there's one wallet, one purse. But when the child walks through the door, there could be many wallets walking through the door with them. For example, there might be mom, there might be dad, there might be uncles, there might be grandmother, grandfather, grandmother and grandfather on both sides, other people that care about the kid. So being able to work with kids is a great, great way to really make a difference in people's lives and to make your work as a hypnotherapist more satisfying and more enriching. And I'll put a little link right down there to one of my recommended packages for learning how to work with kids. All right, more news here. Science says placebo treatments are stronger than doctors thought. Let's talk about placebo. What's placebo? That's when somebody experiences a treatment or ingests a substance or has something done to them or does something to themselves that they expect an outcome. Now, that expectation, what's another name for that? Suggestibility. And what is hypnosis? If you were in my class, you know I have a very simple definition of what hypnosis is. Hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. Heightened state of suggestibility. So we do the same thing as doctors do with placebo, except we can even heighten the suggestibility. Now, what is it that they were talking about? And I have a link right down there, right below, where you can find out more about that research study. But they found out, see, doctors have always been against placebo because they thought that it just made people think they were healthier or think they were healed or think they were feeling better, okay? And that thinking might cause the symptoms to subside for a short period of time. The problem with placebo from a medical point of view is what? That the effect wasn't real. It was imagined, or it, at the very best, it worked on the symptoms and it would change. Now, research shows that the change that happens inside of the patient is a real, substantial healing change. So I'd like to see a whole lot more research done into this and the effect of hypnosis and hypnotherapy in more medical environments. If you work in a medical environment and you want to talk about putting together research studies, please call me. I'd be happy to talk about what hypnosis really is and all that kind of good stuff. All right. Let's see. What else can I talk about? You know, I have a whole bunch of questions that I'm going to get to in the next episode. I've just got so many questions that people, I've either pulled them off of the Yahoo groups or I have had sent directly into me or to Meredith or Elrond, and I'm really going to go through a lot of questions. This was mainly about the news this particular time. Oh, one more thing. This is going to be fun. Something fun, okay? Here's the deal. I just made a commitment to go do the Amtrak Century Ride. What is that? It's a 100-mile bicycle ride. And I did it last year. It was my first time. I did it, made a wrong turn, wound up going 109 miles. I always like a little extra credit, don't you? Anyway, this year I'm going to do it again, but I want to get you involved. I want to get hypnotists involved. I want to get everybody involved. So I posted that also on calbanion.com. Just go down below, and there's a link to the Amtrak Century Ride. Now, in September, I think it's September 11th. It's a very, unfortunately, easy date to remember. And you know what? I want you to make a commitment. Now, some of you you realize that as of the date that I'm posting this podcast, that particular ride, that event, is 7 months or so away. Imagine what better shape you could be in 7 months. If you are in reasonably good shape, maybe a few extra pounds, something like that, reasonably healthy, I think that if you really put your mind to it, you could be on that century ride with me. And I want you to make the commitment to do it right out loud, right there. You can do it on calbanion.com. You can do it where I'm making posts about it on facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. That's HYPNOSISETC. And just proclaim to the world that you've decided to do it. Now, I understand that some of you can get so excited about this, you're gonna get a plane ticket, or you already live here in California, and you're gonna make that commitment and you're gonna be here. Good. Awesome. I can hardly wait. I'm also going to be posting for you guys kind of my practice ride schedule. Every Sunday, I do a longer ride, and you can do part or all of that. On Sundays, typically, I'll do a 44 to 45 mile ride with my buddy Memo. Now, you are welcome to come along. Now, I understand not everybody's going to be able to do 45 miles right away, but what you could do is you could do 20 miles, or you could do 10 miles, and then every weekend between now and the actual Amtrak ride, you can gain and do better and better faster, and it's all about self-improvement. Hypnotists, like everybody else, we're happier, we are more effective when we are leaner, stronger, healthier, and a better example to the public we want to serve. Now, some of you guys, there's just no way you're going to come to California. I understand that. I got a plan for you guys too, because it's really about let's spring into this spring in a healthy, strong way, in a way that's going to make us all feel better, look better, and do better in our hypnosis practices. I mean, honest to goodness, if I was going into a hypnotist and there he or she was, and she's 350 pounds, you know, I'm not going to have so much confidence in his or her ability to do the work. I mean, it's not fair, but it's just the way it goes. Now, that doesn't mean that someone who's obese, you know, 300, 400, 500 pounds, couldn't be a really good hypnotist. But you know what? You just don't have a lot of confidence in them. One of my Banyanisms is hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, they're not going to do. There's not going to be any game, okay? So one of the first things we learn as one percenters is we got to get the confidence of our clients. So the fitter and the healthier we look, the better we examples we are of what hypnosis can do. So I know. I've been through the holidays too. Let me tell you, I've been through the holidays. Then I went on a 5-week eating holiday in Singapore, Malaysia. I love Singapore and Malaysian food. And I packed on a few pounds. Now, I've lost some of it, but I'm not back to my lean, svelte self of last summer. So I'm working on it. And I'd like to do it with you. Now, like I said, not everybody can be here. Those that can't, I want you to make the commitment to ride on that day. And I want you to make a commitment of how long. Now, I got an email from Debbie Yaffe already. She's out on the East Coast. There's no way she's going to make it out. I mean, who knows? She might surprise me. But she made the commitment. She says, you know what, Cal? I'm excited about this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make the commitment to ride 20 miles the day you ride 100. And I'm going to do it here where I live, on the day you do it where you live. I said, that's so fantastic. So this is what I reach out to you guys do. I want you to write a commitment on one of my websites, calbanion.com, ourhypnospace.com. It could be on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/hypnosisETC. Wherever it is, you'll see us writing about it. Leave a comment and say, I don't know how far I'm going to go, but I'm going to commit to going at least fill in the blank. Now, Debbie, the most she ever rides in a day is 4 miles. So her committing to do 20 miles, that's fantastic. Way to go, Debbie. And I want to hear those kind of commitments, too. And all of us, we can ride through spring and into summer and to be the healthiest and maybe even wealthier than we were before. Okay, my time is about up. Let me see if I've got some closing announcements. All right, early registration for my classes. 90-day early registration, 60-day early registration, and 30-day registration. I've got my Week of Power. That's our advanced hypnosis and hypnotherapy course for those who want to learn 5-path and become 7-path teachers right here at our center in Southern California, Tustin, just not too far from Disneyland. So that's a 7-day course. That's in May. Then our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course is in July. Why is it called a super course? Because you're going to get the NGH core curriculum, plus what I'm going to call advanced basics, and then advanced work, including 5-path and 7-path. That's it. I think I'm done. All right, you guys, let's be one percenters, the best of the best. Let's raise the profession together. That's it. Cal Banyan. Wait. That's it. Cal Banyan. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.